بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سيدنا حديث من أقال نادما بيعه أقال الله عثراته يوم القيامة. A person, he entered into a business dealing with you and he regrets for whatever reason, and the business is, the deal is concluded and you have taken whatever was due to you. And thereafter, the person comes back, he regrets doing that deal for whatever reason. And he wants you to cancel the transaction. So a person bought the product from you and he comes back to you and says, please listen, I need that cash that I have given you for the product. There's no Islamic grounds or Shari'i grounds for him to return the product. The product is not defected, nothing of that sort, but he's genuine. He regrets what he had done. He needs the cash. Perhaps he needs that money for whatever reason. And he tells you, please, can we cancel the transaction? Return the money to me and I'll give you back the product. Now, Islamically, and as far as fiqh and jurisprudence is concerned, you are fully entitled to deny the person and tell him that, look, listen, the product is not defected. There's no valid grounds for you to ask for the cancel to be, for the transaction to be cancelled. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, if you, considering his situation, you go ahead, you cancel the transaction, and you return the funds to him, and you take your product, أَقَالَ اللَّهُ عَثَرَاتِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. On the day of Qiyamah, when you come before Allah, and you have certain sins and shortcomings, based on what you did with that person, considering his situation, here you are going to be in a desperate situation, Allah Ta'ala will cancel all your shortcomings, and your weaknesses, and your sins. Which teaches us one thing that we learn from other ahadith, that the way you deal with people here, especially when it comes to your monetary dealings, and that accordingly Allah Ta'ala will deal with you in Akhirah. If you were lenient and you were compassionate and you were considerate when it came to your customers, when it came to your clients and so forth, Allah Ta'ala will consider that when He is going to now deal with you in Akhirah. The leniency you showed here will certainly carry benefits when you are going to be dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in akhirah. May Allah grant us understanding.